So just before we continue the kirtan, a few words in dedication to Advaita Acharya, whose transcendental appearance day we are celebrating today. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find the description of the Panchatattva in the verse Panchatattvamakam Krishnam Bhaktarupasurupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakim Namami Bhaktishaktikam. It is said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhaktarupa. He is the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, but this time in the form of a devotee. Lord Nityananda is Bhaktaswarupa. He is the same Krishna, but now in a different mood, now in the mood of his servant, as Nityananda, or Balaram, Nityananda Balaram. And finally, Advaita Acharya is known as Bhakta Avatar, or the incarnation of Krishna, Bhakta Avatar. It is said that Advaita Acharya is none other than Mahavishnu, sometimes also described as Sadashiva. Mahavishnu is, of course, an expansion of Krishna. But Mahavishnu is the form of Krishna that interacts with the material world. Mahavishnu is residing on the border of the material and spiritual world, on the causal ocean. So Mahavishnu is interacting with the material world. He is Supreme Lord who glances upon the material energy, and then all the living beings are entering. Krishna is absorbed in his pleasure pastimes in the spiritual world. So in the same way, Advaita Acharya came first. Advaita Acharya is about 52 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he's like considerably elder. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, long before his appearance, Advaita Acharya was the leader of all the Vaishnavas. It is said that Advaita Acharya was seeing all the atheists who were objecting against the kirtans in Srivas's house. And one day, these atheists said, "This Srivas is causing such a disturbance with the kirtan, we will stop it and we will throw his house in the river," since in Mayapur they built these houses of bamboo. Advaita Acharya, when he heard it, he said, "If now the Lord does not appear, then I myself will take my four-armed form and with my Sudarshan Chakra will cut the head of these atheists." In this way, Advaita Acharya was ready to show his feature as the Supreme Lord. But why? Why was the Supreme Lord, Advaita Acharya, worshipping the Supreme Lord to appear in this world? That doesn't make sense. If Advaita Acharya was the Supreme Lord, why would he want the Supreme Lord to appear? Because Advaita Acharya is the avatar, the incarnation. The avatar can give us the Yuga Dharma. He can give us religious principles. Paritranai sadhanam vinasya duskritam dharma samsarpanaya sambhalam. So we can see the avatar is establishing principles of religion, annihilating demons. That avatars do. But only Krishna himself, only Bhagavan himself, can give Krishna prema. Therefore, Advaita Acharya wanted that somehow or other Krishna would appear. One day, he was reading in one scripture that if you offer the Lord some Ganga Jal and some Tulsi leaves, then the Lord has nothing in his possession to give in exchange. And therefore, all he can do is give himself. When Advaita Acharya saw that, he thought, this is it. This is it. I found it. Therefore, sometimes they say that Advaita Acharya was worshipping the Lord with the Shalagram Shila, with Gangajam Tulsi leaves. But I think maybe it wasn't worship. I think it was a conspiracy. He simply forced Lord Chaitanya to appear in this world. And then from then on, after some time, Nimai began to display his transcendental nature, and the Sankirtan movement unfolded. Advaita Acharya, by that time, when Nimai was just before taking sannyas, I was about 24, that made Advaita Acharya 76. And at 76, Advaita Acharya was one of the main dancers. So the other one was Haridas Thakur. He was 35 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So he was also old. So the old guys, they were the dancers. That's how it was. So if there's any... anyone amongst us here. Then, you know, Advaita Acharya, he was known as Advaita Simha, as a lion. Why? Because he would roar. He would roar so loud. Once the devotees were going to have kirtan, and Advaita Acharya said, "I will not sing, because I sing so loud that when I start singing, you will all run away." And so, in this way, we should also all chant very loud in the spirit of Advaita Acharya, and take to Harinam Sankirtan, and all the old men should do the dancing.